Well, we're back here in the NRG Stadium fan cave for Texans 360. But again, let's go back to Arizona at the Pro Bowl. I had a chance to catch up with a lot of guys who are familiar with several members of your Houston Texans. One of them in particular, Ben Jones, went to Georgia. So I talked to a couple of former Bulldogs about their former college teammate.
All right, well, as you know, we have Ben Jones on the Texans, and he's an interesting character, barefoot before the games and all that, eats just about anything. Well, give me a Ben Jones story or two, your thoughts on him.
The first time I knew he was nasty, we was on the bus heading to practice, and a guy bet him $20 he wanted to eat a bug on the bus. Picked it up, ate it with no problem, didn't think twice about it. Nasty.
And so did that lead to other things that he would eat? Because he's done that with the Texans as well.
I don't know nothing he wouldn't eat. Like, it's plenty of bets he done made. Other guys, he done drunk some nasty hot tub water. He's done it all. He's just, if you ask me, he's nasty.
Back at your alma mater, Ben Jones, he's a Houston Texan. What was he like at Georgia?
Ben got to be the definition of an Alabama boy, you know, country, crazy. It's just downright dirty, nasty, ideal offensive lineman. So,
yeah, and we were told by Justin Houston that he ate a lot of weird stuff in college, yeah, like he has done
in
the pros.
1 year training camp, he ate like a praying mantis right off the field and just ate it. And just like, all right.
Some interesting stuff on Texans guard Ben Jones, who will eat just about anything. Now, he's one personality type. Chris Myers, the center, is another. And earlier this season, DP Sidhu had a chance to catch up with him in the Hyundai Texans radio studio.
Chris, you've had 100 starts at center. It was actually in week 4 against Buffalo. So when you look back at your career, what stood out to you over these past 100 or so games?
I don't really pay attention to the number until this year, or maybe it was last year. Someone pointed out 100 straight in my career, and I didn't even realize it. I've just been kind of on a steady grind throughout it, and I'm a real big superstitious type of guy, so when I do start talking about it, I'm nervous something's going to happen. But no, I just kind of go about every single day, and I'm real lucky to have been able to play that long without having some type of injury, knock on wood, kind of prevent me from going back in. But you know, being able to kind of play that long at that position, I deem it as, you know, just a lot of hard work that's been able to kind of go into it. And, you know, I'm a very, very humble guy, so I'm very appreciative at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we asked Coach O'Brien about you a few weeks ago, and he said that we really don't talk about you very much, but you do a lot of things after practice. You stay after, you take extra snaps, you do things like that. Do you think that's been a part of also your longevity in the league? I'm sure you've played through injuries. Yeah. You're very modest about it, but to have that sort of career in the league?
I guess in a certain way, I don't want to label myself, but I'm a little old school in that sense of when I first came in the NFL, it was like not frowned upon, but if you were in the training room getting treatment, you were hurt, and then it was kind of looked down upon by the upstairs. So when I first came in the league, I learned a guy named Tom Nalen, who was a center for the Denver Broncos for years, and I pretty much modeled my whole career and my technique and my game after how he did. And there was a lot of vets there between Matt Lepsis, Ben Hamilton, Cooper Carlisle that were able to kind of take me and a couple of the guys under their wings. And I'm very, very appreciative of that and very lucky to have had that. And I didn't play a snap of offense till my third season. I was just special teams for the first 2 years. So I kind of had a couple basically redshirt years to be able to kind of take everything in and work on my craft. And then 2007, my third year, I was able to start and model my game kind of after what they kind of taught me, and it's been real helpful since then.
You said that it actually took you about 5 years total, maybe 3 years of being a center before you felt comfortable in that role. Did you wake up one day and think, okay, I think I have it figured out, or was it sort of a gradual process?
It's a gradual thing, and then you don't think of it that year. You just look back and you're like, man, I've been able to improve my game a little bit over the last few years, and then you started able to kind of mix things up during the games, and you're able to kind of do different things, and you see different things before they happen, and you're able to kind of predict what's going to happen, and you're able to kind of be a little bit more successful on a more consistent basis. And I think that's when you start becoming the quote-unquote savvy type vet thing. But it's different timing for a lot of different guys. Some guys get it right away, and some guys take their whole career, but I'm lucky to have found it at a certain point.
Yeah, and you mentioned savvy vet. We were talking to Dwayne Brown last night. He calls you the quarterback of the O-line. So now you're on the giving end of the advice. You've got a lot of young guys on this O-line, younger than you. What is the advice that you give them, and what's your role like with them?
I'm a big guy on kind of paying it forward, and that's what I looked at with those guys, Tom Nalen and such, that they were able to kind of help me out in my career. They may not have known that they were doing that, but they did. And I knew eventually it was going to be my turn to do something like that. And specifically at the center position, there's such a brotherhood fraternity type of thing. The Matt Burks of the world, the other centers that played before me, Nick Hardwick, who unfortunately is not playing this season. Guys that were just a little bit older than me that I looked up to when I was coming into the league or even before that with Matt Burke for years. You just kind of have this relationship with them before and after every game. You're talking, you look for the center on their team and you go and talk with them. And I do that nowadays. I go up to every single center, even if they're rookies, and be like, I really appreciate your game. And I watch them day in and day out. When we're scouting the other teams that we're going to play on defense, you're watching that
you're
guy
watching the center.
Play those defenses. So you gain an appreciation for them, and you almost have somewhat of a relationship with them in terms of you know how his game is, and you understand how hard it is to play that position. So with the young guys on our team, Ben Jones, for example, when he came in here a few years ago, he's the backup center. And, obviously been able to take him under my wing, and he's a very cerebral and smart guy. So he understands the offense. So I don't have to help him too much out with that. But just in terms of being a professional, when you come in the NFL, it's kind of hard as a rookie to kind of take all that in, and it's overwhelming. So just day by day, you kind of help him out.
Well, what is the hardest part about playing center in this league?
One, getting the whole offense. I think, like I told you before, being able to kind of understand all the intricacies and ins and outs of it so you can just go out there and play as opposed to going out there and thinking on every single play. If you're going out there and thinking, you're not able to give it your all in terms of your physicality on a play. So if you're thinking, you're kind of hesitant on certain things. So being able to kind of go out there and just give it your all is what you want to have. But that takes a lot of film study. That takes a lot of mental preparation.
DP Sidhu with two-time Pro Bowler Chris Myers. Next, we'll bring John McClain back. What are the general's orders for the Texans in the offseason? We'll find out here on Texans 360.